Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Is a big booty hoe.
And James Strebel.
I'm in love with a stripper.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, Monday Night Football coming up tonight, 7:30. Catch it right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, the ESPN Louisville app. 93.9 is going to join after one, Scotty D, who I saw, by the way.
Oh,
Scotty D,
the Louisville game?
Out at the game.
Oh,
he was giving gruff to one Cooper Hassan. You know why?
Why?
Coop was dropped off to the tailgate like on a golf cart.
He dropped who? What? How in that? How did he make that happen?
Someone around the U of L parking lot. I couldn't see. It looked like Lottie, but I don't think it was because that would have been a haymaker.
That would have been a haymaker.
And there'd be no reason for her to like Cooper Hassan, who said mostly negative things,
or do him a favor.
But Scott Davenport came up and was like, "You're not a Ballard man," and did the entire thing.
Oh boy, yeah. I like that, Scotty D.
Yeah, so we'll do more stories of that. Dennis Dodd with us from CBS Sports, okay. College football writer there. Dennis, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we are fantastic. It's 75 degrees, and we enjoyed concerts and college football around here in the state of Kentucky. So, yeah, it's great. Everything's everything's great except for Kentucky's offensive line,
yes.
Which we can dive into here in just a second. I need to ask Dennis Dodd this. I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was the butt punt in the game yesterday with the Dolphins.
Yes.
Were you more of a butt punt guy or a butt fumble guy, Dennis?
God, I've never had to make that choice, and I'm embarrassed to make it now, especially since the word butt is involved. No, I don't know. I chuckled at Mark Sanchez saying, "You guys are trying to steal my thunder." So, yeah, I'll leave that one alone.
I'm butt fumble. I don't mind saying that. That's the way you got to go. Yeah. But it did look like for a second that a guy kicked the ball directly over his head out of bounds. So anyway, big college football weekend. You can go to CBSSports.com. You have your power rankings. We were talking about some of that earlier. Georgia Tech, who should they hire? We can get into that. What do you feel like you learned this weekend watching yet another week of college football? What did you learn?
Well, that, Clemson has an identity now. They may be the best in the ACC. We're about to see with the NC State game. It seems like every time NC State is even kind of nosed up to this kind of line, they fall back. So there's a lot on the line for them. Equally for Clemson, I think they lose this game, they're probably out of the playoff. I mean, I don't know if they can go 12-1 and get back when, three of its spots are already spoken for. And I think there's a lot of programs in line for that fourth spot, programs I didn't expect to be in line for that fourth spot. So I think it was that. It's just what makes college football great. The Missouri-Auburn game where I think their kicker, Missouri's kicker, was a preseason All-American. He misses a 26-yard chip shot to win the game. Then Nathaniel Pete, a Stanford transfer, by the way, and that basically throws the ball into the end zone trying to hit the pylon, and they lose that way. And I was at the Kansas game. Just the purity of college football, that you can still feel good about a bunch of guys who had their head beating for the better part of 13 years. And now they're 4-0, very behind-the-scenes coach and Lance Leopold. And it was cool. There's a lot of teams like that right now.
So you put them number 25 on your power ranking, so I guess that's the answer. But, I was going to say, Kansas should be ranked what? 25, I guess.
I think they're right there. Yeah. I mean, we can have an argument over the other 4-0 teams. I have Minnesota in there for the first time. I know everybody kind of scoffs at Row the Boat, but he's done some good things there. He's got either a fifth or sixth year quarterback in Tanner Morgan, and they coached him up. They won 9 a couple of years ago, I think during COVID. So that's not a fake thing. I mean, that they may win the West, Minnesota. So it's going to be fun. There's a lot of 4-0 stories out there that you wouldn't expect.
No, there's a ton right now, and trying to figure out, like you say, that second tier of college football, right? Not only, I mean, the questions are, will one of the big, you know, Georgia, Ohio State, and they look great, in Alabama, will they choke? Who gets the fourth spot? And then trying to figure out everywhere from USC, Kentucky, Utah, Oklahoma State, Baylor, yeah, trying to figure out kind of that next tier. Hey, who are going to be in these big bowl games and everything else? I mean, listen, we could – listen, there's a ton of games. I want to ask you about a couple specifically. You have Kentucky up to number 6. You know, this is not territory that we're used to talking about Kentucky football, so usually it would be just all celebrations. They're 4-0, and everybody's happy. But that offensive line is unlike a Mark Stoops offensive line. I mean, this team is so different, Dennis. Usually we're not talking about great quarterback and wide receiver play, and we are this year, but we don't, you know, we're not talking about great offensive line, and right now not good running the football as well from Kentucky. What have you seen with Kentucky? And then we'll get to the Ole Miss game, but what have you made of them through 4 weeks now?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think that Northern Illinois would be able to have that much success against that offensive line. The MAC doesn't have a team that has a winning record, but Northern Illinois did win the league last year. So, no, I think they've earned a work where they are. They're going to have to get better going into SEC play. Let's figure out their credibility is based on that win at Florida, which was huge. Will Levis is an NFL prospect, the quarterback. He got, four more touchdowns on Saturday. So we're about to find out. I mean, they've won at Florida. They're going to have to go to Ole Miss. Fellow undefeated team. I don't know how good they are. To me, one of the great unwritten stories this year is how Lane has kind of not only matured as a coach, I think we all agree on that, kind of established himself as a head coach. You know, he's kind of kept his mouth shut, developed guys, squeezed enough out of Jackson Dart and the playmakers there to be good. So, no, I think it's going to be fun. I plan to do a story on I think you got to look at the East and say it's not necessarily going to be a cakewalk for Georgia. You've got Kentucky, you've got Tennessee, you've got Florida. You know, when Anthony Richardson, we thought couldn't throw, had to produce, he had a career high against Tennessee. So I'm just excited to see how those games play out, because I think Georgia's really, really good, and they deserve that number one ranking. I don't think they're going to boat race all these teams in the East on the way to the division title.
Tennessee, you mentioned them. Let's go to Tennessee, because we were just talking about them. 4-0 on the season. You mentioned the win over Florida. Kentucky has them coming up here in just a couple weeks at LSU, and then they have Alabama, Kentucky at Georgia still on the schedule. You think Tennessee's for real? How should we be talking about Tennessee, a team that's, again, coupled right there with Kentucky, and they play each other in a couple weeks? I can't wait for that game, especially if Kentucky beats Ole Miss.
The fact that we can ask is Tennessee back says a lot about the fact that we can't say that after 13 years since they went to the championship game at Texas. I mean,
no.
We'll see if Tennessee's back. But, and we're about to find out, their next, five are at LSU, they have a bye this week, Alabama, Tennessee Martin, okay, Kentucky, and then at Georgia. I mean, we'll know by basically the end of October if Tennessee's for real. But they're certainly improved. Without Cedric Tillman, their best pass catcher, Brew McCoy steps up and has a big game. And Hendon Hooker, people keep telling me, I don't think they're that good. I don't think they win the game without Hendon Hooker. Yeah. They only won by 5. Yeah, he had that big 44-yard scramble. He was great throwing the ball. He's a leader. He's very efficient. 60 touchdowns, 10 interceptions in his career. Best quarterback they've had there for years. So I think he gives them the best chance to win. I don't know how good they are, but an 8-4 in the middle of a, what people forget is a massive NCAA investigation would be improved.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right. Now that's they are going to be interesting the next few weeks, and they've gotten so sad that I almost cheer for them. Of course, Kentucky fans don't want to hear that around here, but they've got so sad, and I have so many buddies that are Tennessee fans. I'm like, I'll give you something. Have a couple good seasons, I guess. I guess Heupel is the man. I don't know what to tell you. Head Jeremy Pruitt, so it's definitely it's a lot better than that. Speaking of Dennis Dodd with us from CBS Sports here on The Take on this Monday on ESPN 680. You mentioned teams being back. Texas loses again this weekend. And then, I don't know, the Miami-Middle Tennessee box score is hilarious. Dennis, have you – I don't know how much you saw of that game, but the 98-yard touchdowns, I mean, like, there's a dude who's averaging, like, 85 yards a reception he averaged on Saturday for Middle Tennessee. Quite the game. What a loss. What a great loss.
You're not a Miami team, are you?
No, I don't – I just don't care. It's just funny that they got paid. I mean, like, they had first and goal, like, the three – and then they lose that, and then it's first down the other way, and the team just throws a 99-yard bomb. In Stocksdale, is that his name, the head coach, I think? Louisville's played them a number of times.
Rick Scott.
Yeah,
Rick,
he's like,
he's been there forever.
He's been there forever. He's like, yeah, we just beat their butt.
They can't afford to buy him out. Yeah, they can't afford to buy him out, even after all these years. That's the nature of the program. And this is more about Miami than Middle Tennessee, but it seems every time they come up against one of these games, that they aren't able to turn the corner. Maybe a bump in the road, but it's a significant bump in the road for Mario Cristobal, given all the money, all the NIL initiatives they've done. This should have been a walkover. What was it, 24 points, and they lost by 14 or something like that, a 38-point differential. That's going to take some time to get over. We now judge these upsets by a degree of buyout. You know, it's like what was Kent State got more than a million to come to Georgia? And for some reason, they played them at 17 points. Today has become a Georgia fire. Everybody, they're not paying attention. They just won by 17 at home against the MAC team. I think that's okay.
Yeah, Dennis Dodd with us. Any thoughts quickly on Louisville before we get you out of here? Louisville, just I don't know how much you've seen. I mean, just puddling right now, piddling 2-2. Winnable games could very well be 4-2 with Pittsburgh here in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, not much. I mean, seeing them on TV, the quarterback should be better, I think, than he's shown. Lamar Jackson Jr., but hasn't risen to that level. I don't know if Scott has fulfilled his, I guess, expectations yet. We shall see. But, yeah, well, we got a long way to go.
Dennis, appreciate the time, man. Take care. Enjoy your Monday afternoon. We'll keep reading and consuming all your work there at CBS Sports. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Dennis Dodd with us. You know, I'm looking at the slate this weekend as we go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good slate this weekend.
It's a very good slate this weekend.
Oh, this is going to be a weekend.
Yeah, Alabama, Arkansas. You got Ole Miss. I mean, there's some
It's one
good
of those
games.
Weekends, Nicky DeBoot, you tell the girlfriend to have a girls' night.
Yeah.
Young Buckle. You got a little Kentucky Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You take a nap during Iowa, Michigan.
Yeah, just a little nap.
A little Jeff Brom going to Minnesota. That's just the kind of game he wins. Minnesota's number 21 in the country.
Yeah, P.J. Fleck rowing.
That's just the kind of game Jeff Brom wins.
To get that, make sure that contract stays what it is.
A bunch of dudes at Trinity are going to be betting on him.
Come on, Jeff. Let's go, bro.
I got a wedding this weekend, but they're big college football fans.
No. Getting married.
Yeah.
Is it a buddy of yours or the lady friend?
Yeah. But both.
Oh, mutual friends.
Okay. Mutual friend.
And but they're big. Like, I know she's a huge NFL fan. I think he's a big UK fan. So I feel like there's going to be football on the TVs. Right? I mean, they're going to
have time's the wedding.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Kentucky's done by 3 o'clock.
I have no idea. So I'm hoping that they have.
Shocker that you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't know on Saturday.
No, they had a really nice farm. I know that, and they have like
a farm.
Yeah, they have like farms? They have like a cool
little beets.
They've got like a cool little like sports bar attached to it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited. We've gone out there before and shot guns and like drove stuff, and yeah, it was a great time.
Don't let Pops know that.
Yeah, he's a lib.
Second Amendment.
Here we go again.
He's talking the Second Amendment at the dinner table.
Don't let him lie.
Trying to eat clams, and here we go.
All he wants a little clam chowder.
He likes shooting skeet.
They got hot guns.
Dude, I'm good at shooting skeet. You wouldn't think that. I mean, honestly, I mean, I break everything I touch, but.
Yeah, I'm not trusting you around any firearm.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
totally fair. Totally fair. But if there's like a, like there's an ocean or whatever, and there's like no possible way I accidentally Dick Cheney somebody, like it's I'm telling you, you're gonna be surprised. I'm not terrible at shooting stuff.
The pheasant hunt gone wrong.
Exactly.
I think they were hunting pheasant.
You shoot pops in the arse.
In the rear.
Ah! It's like, was it Wedding Crashers?
Wedding Crashers, yeah.
He shoots like, what is it like? What
it's
are,
buckshot.
Buckshot.
Yeah, the old buckshot.
No, the old buckshot.
No, that's birdshot. Right birdshot's
birdshot. Birdshot. You're right, birdshot.
Buckshot's what they called you in high school, Streeple. Buckshot. Come here, Buckshot.
There's a local rapper named Buckshot. He's from Louisville.
Is there?
Yes.
Did he open for Jelly Roll this weekend?
Why would you know that?
Just because when I was in my 20s.
Kids talking about that?
No, no, it's not. He's like older.
Oh, gotcha.
No, it was like when I was in my 20s. Like, everyone's like, watch. It's kind of like what, like, people were like with Jack Harlow, but actually Jack Harlow made it. People thought Buckshot was actually going to make it. He never did.
We have Oklahoma State, Baylor.
Oh, that's a
you
good
got
one.
Wake Forest and Florida State, A&M at Mississippi State.
Whoa.
God bless Missouri host Georgia. How bad's that
no.
going to be?
Dinky Wits. Actually, oh, no. Dinky.
Like he's going to be beheaded.
I kind of feel sorry for
his
him.
Players are going to be beheaded.
Yes, and there's nothing he
Georgia's
can do about
favored
it.
By 28, and the over-under is only 54.5.
I don't think that's enough. That's
NC
not enough
State's
points.
At Clemson.
That's going to be a big one, yeah.
Stanford, Oregon. I mean, yeah, there's some games, man. This is a big weekend.
Heck yeah, that's the, all the Kentucky fans, crying about it being at noon. You can we watch our cats, do a little post-game show, and then boom, we got football the rest of the day. We can kick our feet up and enjoy some football.
Are you enjoying football? Or are you like,
I
are
am
you,
enjoying football.
Has Kellen got like a travel game
no.
or you're going to have to go somewhere?
No,
well, there it is.
No. I actually, I might be just. It just might be me this weekend.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
sound like you don't want to talk about that
no,
on the radio.
No, no,
okay.
No, my wife's taking the.
Yeah.
She'll be in Chicago.
No, yeah, gonna take the kids up. They haven't been up in a long time.
Go
might
see their grandmother.
Visit some grandmother. Visit some family.
The city of Capone.
And so
there you
might
go.
Be up there, and I might be down here.
Oh, so look at you.
Might be a real football weekend for
that's,
me.
That's
so,
how it's done.
Yeah.
Pants off at Casa de Streeble.
Oh man, you're
big time.
You're gonna be living the life.
So yeah. So that's
deck weather too.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Our fall break starts this week, so that's why they're going to
oh,
do a little,
boy, that's
little
right.
trip. Yeah.
Nick, here's the thing. You I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
By the way, is it spring? Is it fall break around U of L? Nick, there's no one there today. I'm like, what's going on? Where is everybody?
Yeah.
It's already fall break, I guess.
You ain't kidding. We had one like Bible protester guy outside, and I think he legitimately went home because there was nobody to protest to.
No,
was he protesting the Bible, or is he like one of the guys with the big signs that says, you know, if you're a sinner, if you've had a cigarette,
you're
if
going
you're,
to hell.
You're going
yes.
to hell if
yeah.
you've done this. And I'm like,
think
damn, I've done all of those.
Right.
Done many,
I'm
many
in,
of
I'm
those.
Why would he come after Louder Than Life? I feel like, you know, you missed, man. Like, I mean, you know, there's all.
Well, I'm
all,
sure
the,
he's around there somewhere.
Well, I didn't see anybody crazy. Like,
we could talk Louder Than Life.
I want to hear
y'all
stories. Yeah, absolutely.
You're gonna be stunned what I tell you.
We thought we saw you.
Yeah.
But it wasn't you.
You thought you saw me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no offense, Reebel, but
I look like all the guys. I know.
Yeah.
I have a body type and
well,
no, you just a big dude. A big dude listening to
Shinedown. Yeah,
I'll tell
that.
You one thing.
Okay.
Out of all the bands, because of the way the stages were, we'll take a break here in a second. Where the stages were, so I was waiting for Slipknot.
Yeah.
And I had the VIP seat, so I wasn't around all the peasants.
Right.
And so
you're
I was,
elevated.
I was close enough where I was like, this is a good spot. But because of that, because I didn't want to go walk to the other stages,
sure.
there's no one I wanted to see on the smaller stages like there was last night.
Right.
I mean, I saw damn near the entire set of Shinedown.
Oh, man.
It was brutal.
I bet it was so bad,
it
man.
Was.
we're like
it was as bad as you would have thunk it.
But
you know,
worse,
I'm joking. Yeah, it was that bad.
Who
man.
Had the foresight to put the? Because they were between what Slipknot and Lamb of God.
Yeah, but that's yeah. but that's like, what who, you. But that's what
bad
you,
planning,
no,
man.
No, I disagree. I because
why?
here's what I think they try to do.
Okay,
you put opposites on. So you have two stages. You're staring
right.
at two massive stages. On the left stage, they put Lamb of God.
Right.
On the right, then they go Shinedown.
Gotcha.
And then the left, you go Slipknot. So if you're into okay. Lamb of God and Slipknot, you're staying in that area.
Right.
If you're into Shinedown, you know, and other things. I forget who was before Shinedown that was, you know, relatively big act. It's like,
Mastodon,
so last night.
I think.
Now, yeah, it may have been. So you have in their it's too bad what they used to be anyway.
I've heard they've been watered down, like
yeah.
they're
yeah.
shell
what they,
of themselves.
What they used to be.
Yeah,
so that
makes me sad because I like Mastodon.
But like last night they had Action Bronson on while
right?
Alice in Chains was playing.
Oh, gotcha. So who did you say hang out?
Action
watch?
Bronson. I don't
did
care
you?
About Alice in Chains.
I don't either because it's not Layne Staley. If Layne Staley's still kicking and he's alive and he's up there, I'm watching Alice in Chains.
What about
all
Deuce
day.
Staley?
Deuce Day, oh, a former Eagles running back. I know that
who process says
process,
was,
yes.
he was one of the best coaches in the NFL. Where's yeah. Deuce Daly at? Another whiff.
Who did he ask?
Another
about
whiff.
Him getting a head coaching job. Who? Oh,
oh
my
we had
God,
Jordan.
Great
okay,
sound.
Okay, so people, yeah. So here's oh. what happens. We had Jordan Reed on.
That's one of
ESPN analyst.
Yes.
And we're taping him. And it's an okay interview.
It's fine.
It's yeah. it's 8 minutes.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Fills a,
Nick,
fills
you've been a part of the yeah. It's yeah. it's 10 no, minutes.
I know exactly. I know exactly it, that type of interview.
Yeah, it's fine. We probably yeah. get more out
Perfect.
Of it promoting it than actually
yep.
running it. But anyway, so process is just sitting in there with me, and I'm like, "Well, you want to ask him something? You're the draft guy." And I'm thinking, like, you know, there's only you know 4,000 prospects to choose from.
Sure.
Instead, process dives in and goes. You know, basically asking him a why aren't there more black coaches in the NFL?
He went right to like race
like,
in
and
the
I,
NFL.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Which
and
is
the,
fine.
And
yeah.
the dude was ready and gave a great answer, but I was like, okay.
But he framed it with Deuce Staley.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's the yeah, thing.
Sorry,
it's like
Deuce Staley. They
he framed it with
back,
Deuce Staley.
Back all the
yeah.
way around to Deuce Staley.
Yeah,
I am furiously trying to find this out.
Don't worry
I know
about
what
it.
You're
it's
talking
okay,
about.
Yeah.
It's
I
okay.
remember
it was just
it's okay.
That was like early process, too.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It was late process.
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was like
no,
when he
was
still
late.
Doing
it
the
like
NFL.
It was last year.
No, it wasn't that long. Yeah, it was last year.
It was last fall, I believe, is when because we play on the show multiple times.
I think we could get him to do the NFL things again.
I don't.
That is my end game to do.
I bet you can.
I'm going to smoke him out, I swear. Because I actually thought of doing them as Nikki the Boot, and they'll be okay. I did it one time to fill in for process, but it was way too long. I did it like 16 minutes. And I went back and I listened,
wow.
and I was like, it's okay. It's fine. It's
wow.
good. I mean,
it'd be like a minute 16.
Yeah
exactly.
16
and I did a 16 minute thing. I sent it to Mitch, and Mitch was like, "Hey,
he loved that."
He was like, "Yeah, we're not playing that, Nick." And I was like, "All right, no worries." But and it was fine.
16 minutes of my
I went back and listened to it a couple days ago, and I was like, "This is good, but it's not as good as processes are." And so I'm thinking that because process hates Annie Agar. Hates her with a passion.
So do I.
with the passion and burning of a million suns. And so, but she's like pretty and national and everything like that. So he can't like go head to head with her. But I will be like somewhere between Annie Agar and process. But then I'll do them and they'll be fine. They might even be okay and get some traction. But then he'll be like, okay, I can.
But
do
you're
it
not mean. Process is mean.
I can be mean. I have to channel Nikki the Boot.
No,
that's the
I'm
only
saying,
way.
I'm saying process. It's ingrained in who he
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Had 40 gasps.
That's a good point. But see, I'm saying like I'll do it, and then like I'm Vince McMahon.
He wrote a joke about a man who had one arm.
Yeah, it was amazing. That was so good.
It was funny.
He had another joke about like. Oh God, Curious George and pimps and stuff, and it was amazing. But he was afraid. He was afraid to say it. And I mean, it was an absolute gem.
A shocker.
It was a dime.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so perfect. But I'm thinking,
never get him to do it again, Nick.
Dude,
he
I'm Vince.
That one season he's done.
You guys are wrestling guys. Remember when the WCW invaded and they're like, we need the old Stone Cold. You know,
yeah.
And I'm Vince McMahon trying to get process to be the old Stone Cold.
You may not
want to
be Vince McMahon.
No, you
okay,
Vince
terrible.
Might want to be somebody
yeah.
else.
Maybe Triple H. Okay.
Yeah.
Like literally any other like authority figure. Jim Cornette. something.
Jim Cornette in his tennis racket.
Nick for having no voice is...
He's doing great radio right now.
Well, if Strebel thinks you're doing great radio, that might be bad for you, Nick. I don't know. You might want to check your allies.
You might want to check your allies on that one.
He gives a Jim Cornette. That's all I was...
That's all you need is a Jim Cornette reference.
Yeah.
Let's take a break on the other side. Yeah, we could talk about Louder Than Life. Yeah. Goodness. U of L, what did I think about them? We'll do it next on The Take on ESPN 680.
With the guys play a round of golf with Donald Trump, we discuss next on The Take.
All right, guys, the fitness market, get in shape and do so today. Whether you're starting or adding to your home gym, trust who we trust around here at ESPN Louisville. It's the fitness market, thefitnessmarket.com. You can find them online there and on their Facebook page as well, constantly updating. And simply put, they'll give you the best deal, best prices, best selection in the area. They have the Superstore and Plantside Drive, the other location on Westport Road, anything from treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes, e-bikes, rowing machines, weights, strength equipment. They got you covered today. 882-2694, family-owned business for more than two decades in this area. It's the Fitness Market online, thefitnessmarket.com.
For The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Did you want Strebel to wish a happy birthday to Vince Mero?
Oh, absolutely, I'd love to wish a happy birthday to Vince Mero.
How about that?
And James Strebel.
One of my BBN favorites, Vince Mero, the big dog. Happy birthday to you. Keep fighting the good fight. Take them Louisville bums to task, Vince. You hammered on your boy U of L Sheriff. Coach Coop got the wrath a little bit. Keep it up, big dog. Woof, woof.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I miss the days of Coach Coop. I don't mind saying it.
They were great days.
We were all innocent then.
Yeah, we were.
Reminder, Kentucky 4-0, big-time top 15 matchup on Saturday. Strebel and Entz, they got you set about 3:30 or so for the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show. We need to talk about that.
Why?
Because we have super sexy Drew Brown.
Oh, he's going.
Who's going to that.
Yes.
And so, he might be doing some journalism there. So that's that's what we need.
He did mention that in the postgame show this weekend that he'll
be in
Oxford. So,
very good. So, you're
a right fielder of the gas bags, by the way.
Low bar. Low bar.
Very, very good play.
Low bar. No offense.
But he reached it.
I can see him doing that. So yeah. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show right after the game right here on ESPN 680 105.7. Then a reminder tonight, Giants Cowboys 7:30 right here on ESPN 680 105.7. Okay, so just a couple different things. Louder Than Life-wise.
Yeah.
You can ask me whatever. I don't know. I was disappointed in Slipknot.
Because you wouldn't say, like, I asked you off air, just wait until...
I was actually disappointed in Slipknot.
Really?
Yeah.
So what happened?
I don't know. I mean, I like their older stuff. They have so much.
They've got a lot.
They have so much
catalog, yeah.
Early on, and it was more newer.
Did you see them like 2 or 3 years ago when they were here?
I had food poisoning. I vomited for 4 days.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, yeah. I had food poisoning. I almost went there and I was like, something's not right with my stomach.
Right.
And thank goodness I didn't, because that would have been the worst place.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I've been around someone vomiting at a festival.
And I'll be like, no, I'm not. And it's like, no, I haven't been drinking. I wish. This is funny. Probably the one I had the most fun with was Incubus.
Really?
Yeah.
So you enjoyed Incubus?
Because they got like 7 hits.
They've got some good songs. Yeah.
They sounded good, too.
No, dude, I'm just, because I had never seen them. And I just found that to be funny.
That's always fun.
I tell you who disappointed me second most. Anti-Flag.
Really? They weren't very good either? Well, they're older, too,
yeah,
right? I mean, like,
no, they're like 50.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they were going hard in the 80s.
Yeah, but they have so much older stuff that they should have played.
And I hate that. When you see a band that's been around for a long time, you're like, I want to hear just...
But otherwise, I don't care. Otherwise, I don't care. I was going there for the good time.
Right.
And, I mean, I had a super secret parking spot, so I don't know about that. But, no, I mean, otherwise, it was fun. I mean, it was good.
So, were the leads like Slipknot, were they intense at all? Or was it just kind of like a walkthrough?
It was Sterile.
That's not a good. If you want to see a metal band being sterile,
yeah, they're
that's
a little
no
sterile. Like Lamb of God was much better than them. Not even close.
That doesn't shock me as much because they've always been like that. But so did they at least play Wait and Bleed? I mean, they played.
They did.
They didn't play that. Okay.
They did. Yeah. I started to leave. I didn't even say the whole time.
Okay.
Towards the end,
wow.
they might. Yeah, I was out.
Dude,
I was out.
That's sad.
I was fine seeing him, but I was saddened by it. I really was.
Yeah, I would. That's like if I would have went and saw Pearl Jam last week and would have been like, I can skip the encore. I'll just leave. Like I kind of did that. Foo Fighters were good, but I left early for Foo Fighters. I didn't stay for the encore. I was like,
wow.
I'd rather go get my. I mean, they were good, but they weren't like I have to stay and watch the rest of them. So I kind of get your saying with Slipknot. So yeah, now, did you see the Chili Peppers were all? Did you leave?
Yeah, they're fine.
Them?
Yeah, they're good. Okay. We were left towards the end. Yeah, yeah. We got to beat the traffic.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, what am I doing? Yeah, I don't really care.
And they're another one that's like, I don't know. To me, I think I would like them better just listening to them on a CD than I would seeing them live.
Dude, somebody evidently threw a beer at who's their lead singer again?
Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah,
they threw a beer at Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah, he was. I'm not gonna lie, they seemed pissed off as hell at the end of their set. They got done kind of early, but that's fine. Like they sounded fine. Like, but I don't know if they were mad because there seemed to be like an audio issue because their timing was off a little bit. Again, still sounded fine. You know, I don't want to sound like one of those guys, especially when I sound like I got kicked in the face. I'm gonna make fun of Anthony Kiedis, who's been singing since the 70s.
You sound like my stomach, like my body.
Nick, you do. You sound like just a weekend.
It's how my body feels. Here's what I get to do. I have to mow my lawn after this, Nick.
Oh no.
Okay, I got to mow my lawn and then come in and eat and get ready to watch. The Giants lose the same game they've lost since I was 8 years old on Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys.
At least you don't have to see Fromage tomorrow. Like, you know, he'll be all gloating and pulling like some Stephen
A. I don't want
to
hear. Rummage ain't watching that. He's
no,
at the
he's
Magic
not.
Kingdom.
Yeah.
Whatever he's smooching. He's smooching.
He's smooching in front of Cinderella's castle.
He's cuddling in front of Cinderella's castle.
Yes, exactly. Okay? Or the big dome at Epcot.
Yeah,
he's
at Epcot eating a $13 drink. It's not, doesn't even have alcohol.
No, it's just fruit.
Rummage doesn't even drink, and he gets
Kool-Aid.
A $22 drink of Kool-Aid. By the way, it's dangerous at Louder Than Life because you just put your credit card on your thing
yeah.
And you just walk in. Oh, man.
You're like, bang, bang,
bang,
bang,
bang.
There you
bang.
Go. Yeah, everything's linked up to your bracelet. Yeah, it's not a good thing at all.
I don't know how much money I spent this weekend. Like, I mean, we got free tickets too. So, like, we got
that's
the media
the
and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, my credit card from Friday is like 15, 14, 15,
yep.
16.
Oh
17,
God,
14.
And they add up.
it adds up, man.
Boom, 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 boom. It's right in a row. I'm like,
you don't think it's that bad? It's like, oh, it's just $14. And then you do that five times. You're in trouble.
Texas says, tell Nicky the Boot to shut his damn mouth. He sounds awful. He's making me want to puke just thinking about
God.
The phlegm. He's making me want to puke just thinking about the phlegm he is tumbling in his throat.
Yeah, that's fair. Sorry.
You do sound that bad.
I sound awful.
Like, you've gotten better as the show's gone on.
But you keep talking. Like, you've out-talked Jack. Like, at this
point.
That's a tough
thing to do.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Indiana losing. Getting smoked.
Oh, my God.
Getting just spanked off the field.
We were texting Nick, and Andy and I both said the same thing. I thought at least they'd cover this game. I think it's got blown out. And Cincinnati's just, like, definitely not what they were last year, and Indiana still couldn't hang with them. And Tom Allen. Shame on him.
What did Tom Allen do?
Shame on Tom Allen.
Kept
going in his fourth quarter. And he's going for his fourth and three on their side of the field, and they're down by three touchdowns and going for it. Like he's trying to do tough man football.
Well, that ran into your game, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. See, Nick, here's what happened. Kentucky fans lost basically the entire first quarter. I love that.
Yeah, we lost the entire first quarter because Tom Allen has to go for it on fourth and three.
Well, you missed Northern Illinois going right down the field.
And scoring. I had to analyze
that.
Well,
you were on ESPN News. Speaking of television.
No, they weren't on ESPN News.
Oh, that was the battle.
Yeah.
Speaking of, they came up with the eighth. So South Carolina and listen, Nick, you're gonna have to ride with me here on this one. South Carolina and Kentucky are at 7:30 on the SEC Network.
Right.
I mean, you guys got put on the the back burner for that one.
That's South Carolina's
They
fault.
Said we're going to put that. We're going to put a bum Auburn team in Georgia at 3:30.
Well, Georgia's the story. At
that's going to be that. That's a spanking. Yeah. That's what that is.
Oh yeah, yeah. That, what
that's
gonna do to Auburn.
That's 38-6.
Yeah,
that's what that
is. What's that line going to be?
I don't know, but they got Tennessee and LSU. Little ESPN. They got, let's see here, they got Auburn in Georgia, little SEC Network, Texas A&M in Alabama on CBS at night at 8 o'clock. Oh, there's little Kentucky over there.
No, I blame South Carolina.
And what's his name? Spencer Rattler.
I blame Spencer Rattler and bum-ass Shane Beamer in his sunglasses. Acting like he had a football team. That's what I blame. I don't blame Kentucky.
He did act like he had a football team.
Yeah, he like
I would agree with you on that.
I blame Shane Beamer. That's who I blame. Shane Bum Beamer, who will be out of the SEC in two seasons. Out. He'll be gone.
Buddy mine said Chili Pepper stopped a half hour early. It was BS.
Yeah.
So Anthony Kiedis got hit with a beer?
He said, I'm out of here.
I don't know. Yeah, like at the end, he was like, you know, I did it for you guys. And he like left, ripped his mic off, like threw it on the ground. The only one that like stayed and waved to the fans was Chad Smith, the drummer. You know, like the Will Ferrell looking guy.
The Will Ferrell lookalike.
Yeah, he was like really like played up the crowd and like waved to the camera. Like, I mean, put his face in the camera. Like, flee midway through it was like, everyone be nice to each other and stuff. So, I mean, they sounded fine. I don't know if they were mad because there was like a sound issue because they were kind of looking at each other like when the timing was off. And or if it was just, you know, I'd be kind of miffed if I'm headlining a festival in Louisville, Kentucky, and I take a beer can to the face. I'd be a little pissed off about that, too. So
maybe they're done. Maybe they're
done.
Past their prime.
Maybe we saw their prime.
Maybe we saw the end of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Maybe you were there, Nick. You saw the end.
Yeah.
By the way, Texas says I tune in for the take with Andy Strebel, with Andy Sweeney and James Strebel. And I also get Coach Tom Izzo. Yes.
That's what he sounds like, Tom Izzo. Yeah. So, Tom, are you going to fall flat on your face the way Mel Tucker has?
Likely, yes.
Spartans?
Likely, yes, this season.
Quickly.
I wish I could play the accordion like him.
Well, he plays the accordion? I didn't know
I
that.
Wish I could lose in the Final Four like that. How about that? You like that, Nick? You like that?
Don't tell Pops.
Miss you, Denzel Valentine.
Tell me he's overrated. I was going to do this as well. We'll talk more in the 5 o'clock hour. U of L is the same as Kentucky in this respect. The majority of people I feel like I know are like, that's fine, but, you know, go win these next two, be 4-2, and, you know, if Pitt's still a top 25 team in the next, you know, the end of the season,
next 3 weeks, and,
then there's a chance to buy back in. Cardinal Stadium, 4-2, could be a marquee matchup with Pittsburgh. Let's talk some football. That's what I see. I know you think Louisville people embarrass themselves on Twitter.
Mostly the Louisville football account with the celebration video after that game.
Yeah, but every team does that. Why are you worried about that? Every team does that.
It just bothers me.
Why does it bother you?
Because, I mean, they were like, if they did the coach yelling at the players and
That's what they do.
But it's South Florida. They did the same thing last year with the EKU when they won that game, and it was like they won the Rose Bowl.
Well, listen, I think the bar for them is much lower. The bar for them is win or loss. With Kentucky, it's different. We're analyzing how they're playing because we're trying to figure out if this offensive line is going to cost them games.
Sure, yes, 100%.
We'll talk about C-Rod comes back. That's obviously going to change. It won't shore up everything, but
no.
it's a big deal. And so we're using that data to try to find out how they can improve. Can they improve? How it's going to affect the upcoming games? I feel very little with that still with U of L.
Sure.
And maybe the Virginia game, although Virginia's terrible. I mean, Virginia's back end, you know, like Georgia Tech bad almost.
So is Boston College.
Yeah, they're bad and so is Boston College. So it is very much a pass or fail that if they lose, it's hell on earth, fire and brimstone. And if they win, they won. It's what they're supposed to do.
Sure.
That's where they put themselves. Sorry. okay?
Yeah.
I mean, fans don't need to apologize because they're not going to treat South Florida like, I don't know, when you had a chance to beat Florida State.
Right.
So the majority of people I'm hearing are very much wait and see and are not throwing too much credence in Saturday. They're happy that they got a win. It's one of what needs to be three games in a row to get any sort of buy-in to this stuff. And I think for me, if I were to flip it real quick and do the yeah buts like we're doing with Kentucky.
Sure.
You can still run up the middle on the interior part of Louisville's defensive line in front seven. Malik missed two, if not three, touchdowns.
Yeah.
South Florida dropped what could have been a pick six. South Florida dropped two, if not three, touchdowns and or big plays. One of them maybe would have ended up being a big play deep into Louisville territory.
Yeah.
But South Florida's terrible, so those things didn't happen. Louisville could allow some rushes, and it didn't matter. Louisville could have an interception dropped, and it didn't matter.
Right.
Louisville could have South Florida drop two touchdowns and have Malik just miss two guys open. In the Florida State game, it's a big deal. Do it against Kentucky, big deal. Do it against Pittsburgh, Wake Forest, Clemson, big deal, big deal, big deal. That's the other side of this. I also don't think Louisville fans want to do that.
No.
I
they're stuck. They're stuck in the middle. They don't know
what to do. Does that make sense? Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. They're not buying in, but they also don't want to hear me tell them, well, it could have been this. I mean, that game very well could have been 21-14.
Sure, in the end of the first
half. I mean, guy dropped a wide-open touchdown.
Pick six.
Guy dropped a pick six.
Yep.
Guy dropped a crossing route like we saw Robinson at Kentucky and Barry Brown catch and had room. And it was him versus one defender.
And who knows what happened in that
going,
situation.
Who was going to get there? I don't know. Right?
And Louisville misses tackles. They're still doing that.
So, I mean, you know, it's...
They did what
it,
they...
It matters.
It does matter.
Winning and being the better team and taking a bad team and beating them and getting backups in and stuff. I mean, there's still... It's like there's still some Malik stuff that throwing the ball I did not like. A lot of those runs are just not going to be there against better competition. I would like to think that everybody knows that, but I would also like to think Louisville cannot be picky. They're starting over.
Right.
They have to win three in a row now to get themselves up to respectability to where the fans will start to really pay attention again, and we'll see what they can do. I think Virginia's and Boston College are terrible.
They're the bottom of college football.
Yeah, if you told me Louisville looked like they did this past weekend,
I'd believe it.
And sure. They won those games like that, and it's like, oh, they missed some plays. It's like, okay, but they still just went through it in this kind of one. That also would not shock me at all.
No, I'm with you because, I mean, Florida State completely annihilated Boston College. I mean, completely annihilated them. And with Louisville, I mean, this is what they do. They've done that this in the entire Scott Satterfield tenure. They beat up on the bad teams. If there's one thing that Scott Satterfield is good at, he's good at beating up on bad football teams. They'll win those games.
Hey, Mark Stoops.
Yeah. Well, no.
Oh, man.
Well, at least they, like Kentucky at least has some ranked wins. I mean, it's been how many years now since Louisville's won beating a ranked football team? I mean, it's been a long time coming with them. I don't think Scott Satterfield has one win over a top 25 team his entire tenure at Louisville. I'd like to check that. I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. But they did exactly what they're supposed to do. Blake Cunningham does exactly what he does. He looks very good against like mid-level to bad football teams. But when you come and you play against teams with at least equal talent or a little better talent,
The script usually changes when they get punched in the face. They end up not winning the game. No, more than not.
They're a good front-running football team. If they get up and they're looking good, they feel good, but if there's any adversity whatsoever, they usually crumble.
Saturday presented, and I don't know about the next 2 weeks, Saturday presented, UofL never had to do the things like react in the middle of the game the way I would like to see them react.
Yeah.
It was never going to force them to be in pressure situations.
And come through on the other side of those pressure
they
situations.
They didn't have to be good on Saturday.
Penalties didn't matter in this game.
Nothing mattered in this game. And I guess that's kind of my point is it's a win and you move on. I don't know what we do with Boston College. I mean, do they sell that Jerkovic guy?
Yeah, he's still there.
He's still there.
It was 31-0 halftime. I didn't follow the rest of the game because I was like, I'm not following the rest of this game because it's Boston College, Florida State. But it was halftime. It's 31-0 Florida State. And I was like, okay, Louisville will pound them. Like, Louisville will run away with that game. I don't care where it is. They'll beat them. Same thing with Virginia. Who did Virginia have a game with this weekend? They were close against. Oh, my gosh.
Was it Virginia Tech they played?
No. Damn it. Because I actually paid a little bit of attention to this because they made it a game, but then they lost in the end, of course, because they're Virginia. But, no, Louisville will win these next two games, and the question is going to be, do Louisville fans do the same thing they've done for two straight years and buy in Syracuse, that's what it was. Virginia versus Syracuse. Are they going to buy in? That's the only question.
I think they got to win all three the full bum bump.
Yes. No, I'm with you. The bum bump 2.0 has to be 4-2 heading into Pittsburgh. That's bum bump 4.0. And you're right, Nick, because that was a Friday night football game, and I paid way too much attention to Syracuse versus Virginia. Way too much attention.
Nick, you may need to mark this. A texter brings it up, and I just let Strebel go. I can't fight him on everything. Strebel said, I'd like to check that, but I won't. Texas says, that's Sports Talk Radio. Yes, thank you for that.
I was in the middle of a take.
Texas says, question for Bruce Weber. What's the roster look like this year? Texas says, I'm going to need a Billy Reid big deal drop. Texas says, Baugh with the Baugh, Peepaw, Shinedown, Barry and Brown. Texas says, Baugh like with the Baugh,
yes.
Peepaw, Shane Beamer, Cleveland Steamer.
I like this texter. This is a
Texas says Nick
now.
Should know 93.9's pivot has already started. 6-6 will be an accomplishment.
Is that true, Nick?
Nick.
You're on 93.9 mole right now. That was
going to
happen.
No, honestly, like maybe it was pretty, I feel like relatively level, you know, like he's pretty critical of them. And Rummage wasn't there, so.
Yeah,
I don't know if
living his life.
Yeah. Having a good time.
I was not getting
mouse ears.
I was not getting that vibe. I was not getting 6-6
vibes.
Is an accomplishment.
Okay.
Wow,
because
okay.
It's not. Yeah,
yeah.
Obviously.
There's nothing. Right. As hard of a time as I give Louisville fans, I think they've done a good job of not overestimating or overselling what happened on Saturday. I think they've done a good job of that.
We Texas had one very random caller, though. This will be really quick. I know, because my voice is terrible. I don't want to derail the show. But, like, third caller of the day over there just calls in and asks why Marcus Maben's kid isn't playing in the NFL. And it was, like, not mean. Like, you, like, genuinely, like,
genuinely wanted to know.
Like, cared. Huh. But, like, Maben was just like, why the hell are you asking me that? And I didn't, like.
What do you mean he is playing in the NFL?
Well, yeah, but, like, he's not getting, like, as many snaps or, like, not. He was like, how come I'm not seeing him play?
Oh, and, okay, gotcha,
and
gotcha.
When I screened the call, I was like, what do you want to talk about? I was like, yeah, I got a football question for Maben. And I was like, oh, okay, he's going to ask about, you know, how come Malik's not throwing or something.
Right.
And then he asked about that, and I was like, God damn it.
Texas says Nick sounds like a female talent agent who smokes excessively.
Speaking of the Lions, does Maben know that Mark Blankenbaker hates the Lions?
Well, Maben's son's not on the Lions.
Oh, I thought he was on the Lions.
He's on the Texans now.
Yeah, now
oh,
Texans.
I didn't know that. I apologize. I'm
don't apologize to me.
I'm sorry, Maben.
Apologize to Maben. Don't apologize to me and
Lions.
Nick.
I apologize,
unbelievable.
Marcus.
Unbelievable.
Well, never mind. I was going to give a Blankenbaker take, but never mind.
Why do you think he's always wearing the Houston Texans hoodie?
Yeah, but
now?
He's not in here.
That's,
not,
I don't see that.
He's working.
Since
yeah.
Last summer when I saw him at the Bats game. That's the last time I saw Maben.
Wow.
As I was saying that.
I talked to him for like 20 minutes. We actually had a good conversation.
Yeah, that's my
did you really?
Yeah, yeah. We talked about the old days with Denny Crum. Maybe it was getting some inside scoop, and it was good.
Why would he tell you those things?
Why I don't
would
know.
You don't care about those things.
Well, it was a conversation that led into another conversation.
What did Tim Sullivan tweet? What did Matt McGavick tweet? How about that?
Yeah,
you like that,
I
don't
like
you? More Kentucky and Louisville and Aaron Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Has a commitment date. We'll do it next on The Take on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.